This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. International aid groups mobilized in Morocco Monday, days after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake killed over 2,800 and injured more than 2,500. AP correspondent Sam Metz reports on the Morocco quake from a town that has seen extensive damage.
I'm reporting from Amizmiz, which is a village in the Atlas Mountains that was devastated by an earthquake that hit the country on Friday evening. It was the largest earthquake in more than a century here. It completely leveled parts of this town and other villages in the High Atlas, just south of Marrakesh. There's a mosque behind me that is cracked and parts of it have been destroyed. There are ambulances and rescue crews that are digging people out of the rubble, both dead and alive.
U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the fortitude of Americans on the 22nd anniversary of the September 11th attacks in a visit to a military base in Alaska. Nearly 3,000 people died in the attacks when al-Qaeda hijackers flew planes into New York's World Trade Center towers and into the headquarters of the U.S. military near Washington, while a fourth plane crashed in the eastern state of Pennsylvania.
Those terrorists could not touch what no force, no enemy, no day ever could. And that is the soul of America.
Biden called on Americans to never forget the attacks and to remember the courage and resolve of the American spirit in the attacks' aftermath. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia. Japanese media reported on Tuesday for what the Kremlin said would be a comprehensive discussion with President Vladimir Putin. Amid warnings from Washington, they should not agree on an arms deal. Kim left Pyongyang for Russia on Sunday on his private train. That's according to the North State media on Tuesday. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malawi's president is taking steps toward eliminating food shortages, introducing a mega farm initiative with nearly a quarter of the country struggling. Lamek Messina reports.
Speaking during the televised launch of a mega farm in northern Malawi over the weekend, President Lazarus Chakwera said the program aimed to improve the country's foreign exchange reserves and make the country food sufficient.
It's also a game changer for our economy as a whole because most of our forex revenue comes from farming.
President Chakwera said 800 medium and large-scale farmers have so far registered to grow crops in over 63,000 hectares of land to be cultivated during this year's growing season. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
As COVID-19 hospitalizations rise in the U.S., health regulators have approved updated vaccines and hopes of blunting any fall or winter virus surge. AP correspondent Sagar Mangani with more.
It's been a year since the vaccines were tweaked, and this is part of a move to treat fall updates of the COVID-19 shots like getting a yearly flu shot. The FDA has opened the newest shots from Moderna and Pfizer to most Americans, even those who've never received a COVID vaccine. The new shots target an Omicron variant that's no longer dominant, but which the FDA says is close enough to current strains causing most COVID-19 illnesses. CDC advisors will issue recommendations tomorrow on who most needs the updated shots. Vaccinations could start later this week. Sagar Mangani, Washington.
A Philippines Nobel laureate Maria Ressa and her news estate were acquitted, or site were acquitted of tax fraud by a trial court on Tuesday, and another legal victory for the embattled journalist. Ressa was who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2021 alongside a Russian journalist as head of Rappler, which earned a reputation for its intense scrutiny of former President Rodrigo Duterte and his deadly war on drugs. After the verdict was announced, Ressa told reporters she felt about the court's decision. A 59-year-old acquittal was expected after she was cleared of similar charges about 9 months ago. Recapping one of our top stories, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia. Kim left Pyongyang for Russia on Sunday on his private train, according to the North State media on Tuesday, accompanied by top arms industry and military officials and the foreign minister. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.